ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this is from, where are you going? Hey. No. Sit. Someone else can get the chairs. Somebody else can do. Sit. Your wife can do. Someone else can do. Sit. Right here in front of me. Right there on the rug. All right, then. Okay. Are you ready to hear about Srimati Radha Thakurani? All right, forget everything else. Just concentrate, okay? I'm doing this for you. And somebody else can do that. You here, okay? Can you do that? All right. Please repeat. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. So this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. All these conclusions are unfit to disclose in public. But if they are not disclosed, no one will understand them. Therefore, I shall mention them, revealing only their essence, so that loving devotees will understand them, but fools will not. Get into samadhi. Lock in. Forget everything else, okay? Anyone who has captured Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu in one's heart will become blissful by hearing all these transcendental conclusions. Please repeat. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Very good. So now Krishnadas Kaviraj says, Srimati Radhika, everyone say that name, Radhika, is the transformation of Krishna's love. That's all right. She is his internal energy called Khladini. Now that one I want everyone to say. Everyone. That Khladini energy gives Krishna pleasure, nourishes his devotees. Lord Krishna's body is eternal. What's the Sanskrit word? Sat, full of knowledge. Chit, full of bliss. His one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Ladini is his aspect of bliss. Sandini, his aspect of eternal existence. And Samvit, his aspect of cognizance, which is also accepted, no talking, as knowledge. Please repeat. Ladini, Sandini, Samvit. Twayeka, Sarvasangstitao. Hrada Tapa, Kari Mishra. Twayi no, Gunavarjite. Okay, now here's the meaning. O Lord, you are the support of everything. The three attributes, Ladini, Sandini, and Samvit, exist in you as one spiritual energy. But the material modes which cause happiness, misery, and the mixtures of the two do not exist in you, for you have no material qualities. Question. What do we call someone who thinks that there are material qualities in God. Okay, Mayavadi? It starts with a P. Pashandi, atheist. There can be no material aspect in God. Can there be darkness and light? Impossible, right? Darkness is the opposite of light. The material, that is darkness. Spiritual is light. What is the phrase? Tamasima Jyotirgama. Come out of the darkness of this Orange County and go to the light of Mahesh Loka. That's your place. Where are you going? No. You are to sit and hear. If you keep doing that, you're never going to learn. Let someone else do. That's like three times I've said. Sit. Your wife is there. Then I can't help you. All right? The essential portion of the Sundani potency is Shuddha Sattva. Lord Krishna's existence rests upon it. His mother, father, abode, house, bedding, seats, and so on are all transformations of Shuddha Sattva. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva says, the condition of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed without any covering, is called Vasudeva. Everyone say. Okay. In that pure state, the Supreme Godhead, who is beyond the material senses, what's the name of God, which means He's beyond the reach of the material senses? Adhoksaja, very good, Batuk, right? Is known as Vasudev. Everyone say, is perceived by my mind. So Lord Shiva, He is in that Vasudev state, and therefore He can perceive Vasudev. Because it was Vasudev who transferred Krishna from His heart to the heart of Devaki, and Krishna appeared from the womb of Devaki. So you have to be able to carry the personality of Godhead. You have to be in that state of Vasudev. Then you can experience Vasudev. Everybody got that? Everyone say Hari Bol. The essence of the Kladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. And the ultimate development of emotions is Mahabhava. Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava. She is the repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among of all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna. What are the three categories of Krishna's consorts? Who's the topmost? Gopis. Who's under the gopis? Yes, the queens of Dwarka. And in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi. Those are the three levels of consorts. Of the two main gopis, Radharani and Chandravali. So, in America we have two main political parties. Republicans and Democrats. So in Krishna's abode, they have left wing and right wing gopis. Right? So the head of the left wing gopis, Radharani. The head of the right wing gopis, Chandravali. Srimati Radharani is superior in all respects. She is the embodiment of Mahabhav, and she surpasses all in good qualities. Her mind, senses, and body are steeped in love for Krishna. She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes. Lord Brahma says, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakilatma Bhuto. Everyone, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm known as Goloka, along with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Hladini. Their companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. Now, please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. To be continued. Who would like to be our first chanter? Who is inspired? Who is fired up? Nobody wants to sing? Well, then step up to the microphone. I need someone to sing. You want cartels?
Okay.
Hey, give this to the drums right here.
Okay, then I can play.
Okay. Give that to him.
जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल जय जय राधा रमण हरि
About Srimati Radharani and later on His Grace Badri Narayan Prabhu will be coming and will speak to us. But we're hearing from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Srimati Radharani. Why are we hearing about Srimati Radharani? Yes, tomorrow is Radhashtami. That's one reason. And also, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are very much into the worship of Srimati Radharani. We worship Radha and Krishna together. Prabhupada teaches that we worship Lakshmi Narayan, we worship Sita Ram, and we worship Radha and Krishna. So if you're ready to hear more, say Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe.
Alright. So this is Krishna Das Kaviraj speaking to us from his famous Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, please listen to how Lord Krishna's consorts help him taste rasa and how they help in his pastimes. The beloved consorts of Lord Krishna are of three kinds. So we already went over that. What are the three kinds? Gopis? Queens of where? Dwarka? Yes. The milkmaids of Vraja, the gopis, are the foremost of all. These consorts all proceed from Radhika. So Lakshmi comes from Radhika. The queens of Dwarka come from Radhika. All the consorts proceed from Radhika. Everyone say.
Radhika.
Just as the fountainhead, Lord Krishna, is the cause of all other incarnations. Yes, that's true. Is Krishna Das Kaviraj speaking the truth? Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Where do we learn that? Yeah, you could say Bhagavad Gita, Matak Paratharam Nanyat. Where else? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a whole chapter. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. And the whole Bhagavatam is based on that line. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. That is the mission statement of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, that line. Krishna's to Bhagavan. Everyone say?
Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam.
All right. Just as the fountainhead, Lord Krishna, is the cause of all incarnations, so Sri Radha is the cause of all these consorts. The goddess of fortune are her partial manifestations of Srimati Radhika, and the queens of Dwarka are reflections of her image. The goddesses of fortune are her plenary portions. What does the word plenary mean? Very good. Full. And they display the forms of pastime expansions. The queens of Dwaraka are of the nature of her emotional expansions. The Vraja Devis, or the gopis, have diverse bodily features. They are her expansions and are the instruments for expanding rasa. Without many consorts, there is not such exultation or feeling of extreme joy in rasa. Therefore, there are many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Among them are various groups of consorts in Braj, who have varieties of sentiments and mellows. They help Lord Krishna taste all the sweetness of what dance? Rasa dance and other pastimes. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. Everyone say it.
Govinda.
And she is the enchantress of... There, that's it. She is the be-all and end-all of, and the crest jewel of all his consorts. Now, we studied this verse last week, but it's a verse that I wish to memorize. So the way to memorize is to chant it and chant it and chant. How do you get good on the mridanga? Practice. So how do you get good at shlokas? Practice. How do you get good at japa? Practice the japa. Anything you, Prabhupada once said, you do something for 7 years, you master it. So you have to do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Sadhana. And even in sports, they have this understanding. Those basketball players and football players, they do what is called reps, repetitions. Take a stupid ball and do the same thing 1,000 times. Right? That's what he does. You're Kobe Bryant. Do, do, do. Shoot. 1,000 times every day. And for that he gets paid how many million? Yes. Welcome to Kali Yuga. Make millions of dollars for shooting a ball into a hoop. Preach about Krishna consciousness, you get maybe $5 or $10. That's Kali Yuga. So, repetition, that's the idea. So our repetition is, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Alright, let's see what's happening now. Let's continue. Here's the verse, please repeat. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Hey, that you did that very well. Hari Bol. Radhika Para Devata.
Radhika Para Devata.
Sarva Lakshmi.
Sarva
Lakshmi. Mayi Sarva.
Mayi Sarva.
Kanti.
Kanti.
Sammohini Para.
Sammohini Para.
Please repeat. The Transcendental Goddess.
The Transcendental Goddess.
Srimati Radharani.
Srimati
is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. So who is that all-attractive personality? Krishna. Or another name? Govinda. Very good. Excellent. She is the primeval internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, Krishnadas Kaviraj is going to explain the shloka. And then, my good friend Abhijit will do a nice bhajan or kirtan. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi, everyone say, means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or it means she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Her worship, aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Everyone say,
Radhika.
Radha is Parama Devata. Everyone say, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. So what are they? What's the first one? Wealth, fame, beauty, knowledge. That's wisdom. Renunciation, wealth. Do we get all six? Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya. Did we say power? Viryasya Yashasa, fame, Shriya, beauty, Jnana, wisdom or knowledge, and then Vairagya, detachment. What's one example of Krishna's detachment? Leaving the gopis when? What is another example of Krishna's detachment?
For us to turn to him.
Very good. Something I've said 500,000 times. He only married... That's renunciation. He only married 16,108. That's nothing. Let's continue. She is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Saravakanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills the desires of Lord Krishna. That is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Srimati Radharani enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of the full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as heat and its light are non-different. Thus, Radha and Lord Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Everyone chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All right, so let's hear the qualities of Srimati Radharani. All in favor say, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Let's begin by chanting her mantra, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Let's do it one more time. Takanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami. One more time. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Priye. All right. So please repeat. Madura.
Madura.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Navavaya.
Navavaya.
Youthful.
Youthful.
Chala Apanga.
Chala Apanga.
Having restless eyes.
Having restless
eyes. Ujvala Smita.
Ujvala Smita.
Having a bright smile.
Having a bright smile.
Charu Saubhagya Reka Adya.
Charu Saubhagya Reka Adya.
Possessing beautiful, auspicious lines on the body.
Possessing beautiful
Ganda Unmadita Madhava.
Ganda Unmadita Madhava.
Exciting Krishna.
Exciting Krishna.
By the wonderful fragrance of her body.
By the wonderful fragrance of her body.
Sangita Prasara Abhigya.
Sangita Prasara Abhigya.
Knowledgeable in the expansion of songs.
Knowledgeable in the expansion of songs.
Ramya Vak.
Ramya Vak.
Having charming speech.
Having charming speech.
Narma Pandita.
Narma Pandita.
Learned in joking.
Learned in joking.
Vinita.
Vinita.
Humble.
Humble.
Karuna Purna.
Karuna Purna.
Full of mercy.
Vidagdha,
cunning, Patava Anvita, expert in performing her duties,
Laja Shila,
shy,
Sumaryada,
respectful,
Darya,
calm, Gambirya Shalini. Grave. Suvilasa.
Suvilasa.
Playful.
Playful.
Mahabhava.
Mahabhava.
Parama Utkarsha.
Parama Utkarsha.
In the highest excellence of advanced ecstasy.
In the highest excellence of advanced ecstasy.
Tarshini Gokula Prem.
Tarshini Gokula Prem.
Desirous of the love.
Of the residents of Gokul.
Of the residents of Gokul. Vasati Jagat Shraini.
The abode.
Among the surrendered devotees.
Among the surrendered devotees.
Who are themselves.
Who are themselves.
The abodes of love for Krishna.
The abodes of love for Krishna.
Lasat Yasha.
Lasat Yasha.
Whose fame shines.
Whose fame shines.
Guru Arpita Guru Sneha.
Guru Arpita Guru Sneha.
Who offers great affection to the elders.
Who offers great affection to the elders.
Sakhi Pranayita Vasha.
Sakhi Pranayita Vasha.
Controlled by the love of her gopi friends.
Controlled by the love of her gopi friends.
Krishna Priya Avali Mukhya.
Krishna Priya Avali Mukhya.
The chief among those who are dear to Krishna.
The chief among those who are dear to Krishna.
Santata Ashrava Keshava.
Santata Ashrava Keshava.
To whom Lord Krishna is always submissive.
To whom Lord Krishna is always submissive.
So Lord Chaitanya, who spoke this verse, also said that all these qualities are Sangyatita, beyond count. So Srimati Radharani has these qualities as given to us by Lord Chaitanya. Are there any doubts about the validity of what Lord Chaitanya says? Who is Lord Chaitanya, by the way? Who is he?
Radha Krishna.
He's Krishna in the mood of Radharani. He's Krishna. Thank you. So who better to tell us the qualities of Radharani than Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
All right, my dear wife, would you like to sing? All right. Okay, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from the section where Lord Chaitanya is hearing from Ramananda Roy. This is a very wonderful, extensive chapter. Here's one excerpt. So if you're ready to listen, again, say, Jai Radhe.
Jai
Radhe. Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna has made a firm promise for all time. If one renders service unto him, Krishna correspondingly gives him an equal amount of success in devotional service to the Lord. Now, what verse from the Bhagavad Gita is Ramananda Roy referring to? Anybody know that verse? Say it. Should I say it again? All right. You're trying to figure out what verse from Bhagavad Gita is Ramananda Roy referring to. So put your transcendental thinking caps on. Lord Krishna has made a firm promise for all time. If one renders service unto him, Krishna correspondingly gives him or her an equal amount of success in devotional service to the Lord. What's the verse? Batuk? Yes. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verse 11. Where is Kamlesh? Kamlesh, are you here? All right. Ye yatam mang parpadyante. Everybody. Tangs tataiva bhajam yaham.
Tangs tataiva bhajam yaham.
Mama vartmanu vartante.
Mama vartmanu vartante.
Manushya partha sarvasha.
Manushya partha sarvasha.
So this is one of the great qualities of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. You get the nectar of the advanced, highly elevated topics, but you also get Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranas. I always refer to it as Chaitanya Charitamrita is like a Sunday feast plate in some temples where you get lots and lots of different tastes and varieties. Are you ready to continue? Please repeat. As all surrender unto me,
as all surrender unto me,
I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path.
Everyone follows my path.
In all respects.
In all respects.
O son of Pritha.
O son of Pritha.
So now, listen to what Ramananda Roy is saying. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Lord Krishna cannot proportionally reciprocate devotional service in the Madhurya Ras. Therefore, he always remains a debtor to such devotees. When the gopis were overwhelmed with dissatisfaction due to Lord Krishna's absence from the Rasa Lila, Krishna returned to them and told them, "My dear gopis, our meeting is certainly free of all material contamination. I must admit that in many lifetimes, it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you because you have cut off the bondage of family life just to search for me. Consequently, I am unable to repay you. Therefore, please be satisfied with your honest activities in this regard. So I've said many times, here you see where a verse in Bhagavad Gita doesn't apply. Didn't he not just say, as you surrender, I reciprocate? What's he saying here? I can't repay you. This is what we call transcendental mystery. How this can be possible. Let's see what Ramananda Roy says. Are you ready to go further? If you are, say, Hari Bol. Although Krishna's unparalleled beauty is the topmost sweetness of love of Godhead, his sweetness increases unlimitedly when he is in the company of the gopis. Consequently, Krishna's exchange of love with the gopis is the topmost perfection of love of Godhead. Krishna and his devotees become perfectly intimate in conjugal love of Godhead. In other mellows, so what would be the other mellows? Parental, servant, friendship, and neutrality. Very good. In other mellows, the Lord and the devotees do not enjoy transcendental bliss as perfectly. The next verse from Srimad Bhagavatam will illustrate this. So keep in mind, this is Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya has been asking him questions. Who knows the first question Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy when they met? What was the starting point? Anybody know? Nobody knows? What is the goal of life? And what did he start with? Varnashram. And Lord Chaitanya rejected. Then he went higher. Lord Chaitanya said no. And he went higher. Until at what point did Lord Chaitanya say yes? What point? Nobody knows. We need to study Prabhupada's books. The point where Lord Chaitanya finally said yes was pure devotional service. Otherwise, it's all external material, and Lord Chaitanya is not interested. And the verse he quoted was the verse by Lord Brahma, where Brahma prayed to Krishna after stealing, what did he steal? Calves and the cowherd boys. For how long? 1 year. Oh, clever. Very good. Very good. Now, at least you studied the book. Very good. And Lord Brahma prayed, and one of the prayers was that you can be in any position in Varnashram. So that means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Grihastha, doesn't matter. You stay where you are, but you begin to hear from the devotees about Krishna consciousness. And you start to follow the regulative principles. Same thing, Prabhupada's movement. Can't get initiated until you are chanting 16 rounds and following the four regulative principles. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So at that point, Lord Chaitanya said yes, but then he said what? He said, I accept that, but then what did he say? Tell me more. He knew there was more, and so he went higher and higher and higher until at one point, Lord Chaitanya covered Ramananda. Don't stop. Because it was getting too high. So this is somewhere in there where Ramananda Roy is explaining Radha and Krishna. Shall we go on? Although the son of Devaki, so who's the son of Devaki? Are you sure? Doesn't she have another son? Ah, very good. But we're talking about Krishna. Although the son of Devaki, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the reservoir of all kinds of beauty, when he is among the gopis, he nevertheless becomes more beautiful. for he resembles a Marakata jewel surrounded by gold and other jewels. Lord Chaitanya said, this is certainly the limit of perfection. But please be merciful to me and speak more if there is more. So this means that the discussion had gotten to a very high level. Because remember, it started off, what is the goal of life? What is the perfection of life? So it's been going up, 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 up. Let's see what Ramananda Roy says. Until this day, I did not know anyone within this material world who could inquire about this perfectional stage of devotional service. Among the loving affairs of the gopis, Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna is topmost. Indeed, the glories of Srimati Radharani are highly esteemed in all the revealed scriptures. So now here is a verse. Please repeat. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundanam Priyang Tata Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnur Atyanta Vallabha. Please repeat. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna, her bathing place, I think this is Badri. Hold on. Everyone chant Hare Krishna. Okay, it's not Badri. Sorry about that. I'm expecting a call from Badri. That's my service. Okay, sorry. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna. Now, where is Kamlesh? Are you here, Kamlesh? So, in the Bhagavad Gita, who does Krishna say is most dear to him? Huh? Yes, whoever spreads his glories. But here, we know who is really, really most dear. Is that okay if Krishna is, if Radharani is the most dear to, anybody got a problem with that? It's okay, right? No one's jealous, right? Okay. Her bathing place, Radha Kund, is also dear to him. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is supermost and very dear to Lord Krishna. So previously, I mentioned that what are the two camps of gopis? What are they called? Right wing and? Who's in charge of the left wing? Who's in charge of right wing? Chandravali. Very good. So here is a verse. Okay? Please repeat. Anya radito nunang. Bhagavan Harir Ishwara. Yan no vihaya govinda. Prito yam. Anayad raha. So this is the gopis talking amongst themselves. Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else. What are they referring to? What are the gopis referring to? Anybody? Should I say it again? Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else. So what is the incident? What are they? What does this refer to? Anybody have an idea? Yes? Wait. She had her hand right. Speak. What happened? What are they referring to? Well, what about, wasn't he with the other gopis? Yes, but what happened? In other words, why are they saying this? Because he left them. He disappeared from them and went with Radharani, right? In other words, from all the other gopis, he disappeared And he left alone with Radha. That's why they're saying, oh, the one that he went away with, she must have worshipped Krishna more than anyone else. And that's where this Radha name appears in Bhagavatam. Doesn't appear anywhere else. Anya Radhito, meaning she has worshipped Krishna the best. That's the meaning of her name. The one who worships Krishna the best. Srimati Radharani ki.
Jai.
So after hearing this, let's see what Lord Chaitanya says. Please speak on. I am very happy to hear you because a river of unprecedented nectar is flowing from your mouth. So it's approved by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Rai Ramananda replied, during the rasa dance, Sri Krishna did not exchange loving affairs with Srimati Radharani due to the presence of the other gopis. Because of the dependence of the others, the intensity of love between Radha and Krishna was not manifest. Therefore, he stole her away. Radha Krishna ki!
Yes.
If Lord Krishna rejected the company of the other gopis for Srimati Radharani, we can imagine that Lord Sri Krishna has intense affection for her. Please therefore hear from me about the glories of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs that are beyond compare within the three worlds. To be continued. Don't touch that dial. Naikatma Prabhu, can you do that? No, see, we want to hear it. And also, it's being broadcast on Mayapur.tv. So if you sing in the microphone, they'll hear it around the world. About Srimati Radharani. Everyone chant along with me. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami. Let's do it one more time. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami. One more time.
Tapta Kanchana
Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi. So this is from the introduction to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We heard these last week, but many of you were not there. And for those who already heard it, it'll again be nectar to the ears. Because anything from Prabhupada's books can be read over and over and over again. And each time, it's wonderful. Srila Prabhupada says, this brings up the question of who Srimati Radharani is and what Radha Krishna is. Now, I asked this question last week. Let's see who remembers the correct answer. Actually, Radha and Krishna is the same. That's good, but it's not what he wrote here. What? Okay. The exchange of money? Ah, the exchange of love. All right, good. But not ordinary love. Krishna has immense potencies, of which three are principal. So what are the three principal energies? The internal?
Marginal.
Very good. In the internal potency, there are three divisions. What are they? Ladini, Samvit, Sandini. Very good. These will be great names for somebody's daughter. If you had three daughters, you could name them Samvit, Ladini, and Sandini. The Ladini potency is Krishna's what potency?
Pleasure.
Very good. Okay. All living entities have this pleasure-seeking potency. There's a phrase in the Vedanta Sutra which supports what Prabhupada just said. What is that? Mayan, ananda mayo vyasa. Very good. All right. All living entities have this pleasure-seeking potencies, for all beings are trying to have pleasure. This is the very nature of the living entity. At present, we are trying to enjoy our pleasure potency by means of the body in the material condition. By bodily contact, we are attempting to derive pleasure from material sense objects. But we should not entertain the nonsensical idea that Krishna, who is all spiritual, also tries to seek pleasure on this material plane. When we first started, Batuk answered the question, what do we call someone who thinks that Krishna seeks pleasure on the material plane? Starts with a P. That's what he said originally. Pashandi. Who said Pakandi? That's correct. Very good. Hari Bol. Jai. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the material place as what? How does he describe the material world? Dukalayam ashasvatam, which means what? Full of miseries?
Temporary.
Good. Why then would he seek pleasure in matter? Right? It's logical. If anybody knows what the material world is, it's Krishna, right? And Krishna just said it's a temporary place full of miseries. So is Krishna ignorant that I'm going to still try to enjoy it anyway? Now, we do that, but Krishna doesn't do that. He's smarter. All right. Why then would he seek pleasure in matter? He is the Supersoul, the Supreme Spirit, and his pleasure is beyond the material conception. To learn how Krishna enjoys pleasure, we must study what book? Srimad Bhagavatam? That's it. Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. First, what? Nine cantos. Very good. Very good. And then we should study the in which Krishna's pleasure potency is displayed in his pastimes with Radharani and the damsels of Vraja. Unfortunately, unintelligent people turn at once to the sports of Krishna in the Dashama Skanda, the 10th canto. Krishna's embracing Radharani or is dancing with the cowherd girls in the Rasa dance are generally not understood by ordinary men because they consider these pastimes in the light of mundane lust. Now, let's review the topic of lust in the Bhagavad Gita. So let's see who knows about lust. First question about lust, according to Bhagavad Gita. How does Krishna describe it? It's like what element?
Fire.
What does fire do? Ooh, it burns like fire. And according to the Bhagavad Gita, can lust ever be satiated?
No.
And not only that, according to the Bhagavad Gita, where does lust begin? In chapter 2, something happens and then we develop lust. So what, explain. Explain in English. In English. We don't know Sanskrit. You have to explain. Ah, so that's where it begins. Looking. And after you look, what happens? Yes. Attachment. And then from attachment, but what happens after that? Yes. Yes. You're going to get frustrated. Yes. That's more about lust. Let's see this more about lust. What are the three sitting places of the lust, according to mind, senses, intelligence. There's where the enemy is hiding. You got to do there and get rid of it. And what did Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? How do you stop this lust? According to third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what did he say? You, what?
Fixing your mind on Krishna.
Very good. You regulate the senses. Regulation. Right? You regulate it, but yes, of course, fixing the mind of Krishna is the answer to every question. You will never get that answer wrong, at least not in my school. In my school, if you write for every answer, Krishna, Krishna, I have to pass your grade. That Prabhupada tells the story about Bhakti Siddhanta, that he would look at the article and look, how many times did he say Krishna Chaitanya? It's a good article. Very good. Okay. So, yes. Oh. In that same section about lust, Krishna explains the hierarchy. So what is higher than the gross sense objects?
Mind.
She goes right to the top. Of course the soul. Of course, you could have said Krishna, and you would have been correct. All right, so the mind is higher. What's higher than the mind? Next, intelligence. Higher than the intelligence, Ramar?
Soul.
Higher than the soul? Super soul. Higher than super soul? Krishna. Higher than Krishna? You could say Radharani today. You could say and get away with it. All right. Shall we continue? Hari Bol. Okay. They foolishly think that Krishna is like themselves and that he embraces the gopis just as an ordinary man embraces a young girl. Some people thus become interested in Krishna because they think that his religion allows indulgence in sex. This is not Krishna bhakti, love of Krishna, but prakrita sahajya, materialistic lust. To avoid such errors, we should understand what Radha Krishna actually is. And what did he say? Radha and Krishna is the exchange of love. Yes, there are other answers you could give, I know. The pleasure potency of Krishna's internal energy is a most difficult subject matter. And unless one understands what Krishna is, one cannot understand it. Krishna does not take any pleasure in this material world, but he has a pleasure potency. And because we are part and parcel of Krishna, where is that in Bhagavad Gita? Where is that? Mai vangsho jiva bhuta. What's the verse reference, Rama? Chapter 15, verse number? Very good. He's here? Badrinarayan Prabhu ki. So please escort him in. We'll finish this paragraph and then we'll hear Krishna consciousness from our very own. Okay, so when he comes down. Krishna does not take any pleasure in this material world. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, that pleasure potency is within us also. But we are trying to exhibit that pleasure potency in matter. Krishna, however, does not make such a vain attempt. What does that mean, vain attempt? Hari Bol.
I heard you said vain attempt.
Just give me 1 second and then you can sit here. What does vain mean?
Useless.
Yes. Useless attempt. We are trying to exhibit the pleasure potency in matter. Krishna, however, does not make such a vain attempt. The object of Krishna's pleasure potency is? Only two of you knew? Okay, let's rewind. The object of Krishna's pleasure potency is? Thank you. We're in front of the GBC. Hello. Gotta look good. Krishna exhibits his pleasure potency as Radharani and then engages in loving affairs with her. In other words, Krishna does not take pleasure in this external energy, but exhibits his internal energy, his pleasure potency as Radharani, and thus enjoys with her. Thus, Krishna manifests himself as Radharani. Very important sentence here by Prabhupada. I'll repeat that. Krishna manifests himself as Radharani in order to enjoy his internal pleasure potency. Of the many extensions, expansions, and incarnations of the Lord, this pleasure potency is the foremost and the chief. Srimati Radharani Ki Jai.